welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit put on today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to not only introduce you to Scott Venezia, who in himself is incredible, but he is also going to be starting up a chapter in the western part of Vegas soon. So anyone who's ready to go to Vegas, go out and check him out and get connected. So Scott, why don't you go ahead and take it from here?
Thank you, Ms. Tanya. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'd like to thank you again for everything that you do for speakers both across the United States and in Canada, and for giving me the opportunity to present today. It's an invaluable thing that you give to us. So, again, everybody, my name is Scott Venezia, and I am the CEO of The Choice Is Yours, LLC, and I have a website called scottvenezia.com. And my soon-to-be-published website, allplantsnopills.com. And I'm also an author of two books, Manifesting Miracles, The Hidden Keys to Unlocking the Laws of Attraction, and The Art of Choice, Master the Art, Master Your Life, which will be available online in your bookstores in late 2015. In addition to that, I do one-on-one lifestyle coaching, and I'm also a featured speaker and a chapter director for Las Vegas for the Public Speakers Association. Wow, so that's a mouthful. Anyways, I'm excited to be here, everybody, and presenting and sharing with you today how to effectively schmooze in the new millennium. And schmoozing is all about, it's about networking. It's how to network in this new century. And nothing has really changed except that we have with social media now, and we have electronic devices with us all the time, so our abilities and things have changed to network. But it all comes down to the basics and how to network effectively. Now, see, schmoozing can be perceived as a negative word. And I want you to know that I was totally oblivious to that because I was excited about my title. I thought it was kind of cool. I taught a four-hour seminar on schmoozing in the new millennium, and the news picked up on it because the title was interesting. That's one of the reasons I named it that. And so they interviewed me, and I had never been interviewed before for anything on the news, and I was sitting there. It was me and the broadcaster and the cameraman in this big empty room. It was kind of weird. And the broadcaster asked me, she said, well, isn't schmoozing kind of a negative connotation? What are you teaching people? Is this a positive thing? And it sort of threw me. And I never really thought about it that way. And see, because I technically, the definition of schmoozing, and here, this comes from the internet. It says, to talk in a cozy or intimate manner, comma, typically in order to manipulate, flatter, or impress. Wow, okay. So, no, we're not here to manipulate anybody. Definitely, it's exactly the opposite of that in schmoozing in the millennium. And if you want to flatter or impress people, well, then you can give me a call and we can do some one-on-one coaching, okay? Because it's not about flattering or impressing people either. So schmoozing and connecting with people, networking, building your network of people, it's an integral part. It's a key to being successful in anything that you do, a hugely important key. Now, let me give you an example of how important that can be to network yourself effectively. Now, some of you might be familiar with Harvey McKay. Some of you may not be. Harvey McKay was the author of How to Swim with Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. And he was an authority on the topic of networking. And excuse me. And he has some powerful stories of networking in one of his books. And in one of his books, he told about when he got his first book published. Now, mind you, first book means unknown author. He was an unknown author, and the publishers printed 100,000 copies of his book. And that's unheard of. And the reason they did that, because at the time, Harvey McKay had 6,500 contacts in his Rolodex. Now, these weren't just people that he randomly ran across and wrote the name and number down. These were people that he built relationships with. He knew their children's names, their dogs or cats' names, where they lived, the type of businesses that they have, what kind of their, what were the best way to refer customers to them. He knew them intimately. 6,500 people. So they gave him a 100,000 copy run as an unknown author. That's the power of networking and building a network of people, because people are your capital. People are your capital. But here's the golden thing behind this. See, at the last count, I knew Harvey McKay had over 12,500 people in his Rolodex. Now, this is a beautiful thing. It wasn't just the 12,500 people that he had in his Rolodex, okay? Every person that you come into contact with throughout your day has a sphere of influence of 250-plus people. Now, that's an old statistic, and to be totally transparent and honest with you, I haven't researched that lately. That's what I learned over a decade ago. I am sure now with social media, you can still build intimate contact with people in relationships without ever meeting them face-to-face. I have done it. I have a dear close friend in Australia that I happened to meet once, but we still stay in contact through social media. So I'm sure that number nowadays is bigger than 250. But so here, let's multiply this out. So Harvey McKay had 12,000 people plus in his Rolodex. So let's stick with 12,000, easy math for me. Actually, not. I plugged it into my calculator. But 12,000 people times 250 is 3 million contacts, basically, that he had connection to. 3 million people. How would you like that for your business? Even 12,000 people. It's not who, it's not the person that you meet or that you know or that you're talking to. It's the people that they know and the people that they know. We've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation, that theory that every person is 6 introductions away from every other person in the United States, or in the world, excuse me. And as you give you an example, now me, I'm nobody special or important. Well, I am in my mind sometimes, but I'm nobody hugely famous, and yet I am been 2 degrees of separation away from 5 different presidents. I'm 1 degree of separation away from the shock rocker Alice Cooper from the 70s. I don't know, some of you on the line may be old enough to remember him. And 1 degree of separation from many billionaires because I have a connection and a friendship with a billionaire. So it's not that I know him, it's all the people that he knows. So it's the relationships that those people have that you build the relationships, okay? So that's what I want you to realize. Everybody has a Rolodex behind them of 250 or more people. So it's who they know. It's not just the person you're speaking to. So what's the purpose of networking with people? The purpose is to build a mutually beneficial relationship. Remember, people are your capital for your business. And it's not about selling them. When we go to networking events, it's not about making a sale when you're talking to somebody. It's about building relationship and a connection and building rapport with somebody. But you see, they really don't care what you sell. I know that's a hard thing to swallow, but they don't give a hoot. It's important to you. What I do is important to me. But until they know what you do and know that it can serve them and they know you, like you, and trust you, they are not going to do business. That is the key. Somebody has to know you, like you, and trust you. Now, you know, I know some of you may think, well, yeah, but I've had that happen. I've met somebody and they bought something from me. You know what? That's a very small percentage. On a marketing scale, that does happen about 1% to 2% of the time, first contacts. You, if you're in business at all or sales, you know that you've got to make up to 7 contacts with somebody before they'll purchase. Yes, that's an oddity. That's an outlier. That does happen. Most people will not do business with you until they know you, like you, and trust you. So what do you do? How do you network? How do you effectively network? Because everybody networks. Whether you really think about it or not or like doing it or not, you do it. And every day you network and share with people. So the first thing that I want you to understand is that you have to change your perception of what networking actually is. And like I said before, it is not about, hey, here's my card. I sell XYZ widget. I know you love it. Buy some. Okay? It's about changing that perception to what can I do to help you? How can we make this a mutually beneficial relationship? And when you speak to people, you have to have posture. Whether it's in a networking event, whether it's in line at the grocery store or the bank, or you're waiting to get your oil changed, when you're talking about yourself and your business, stop that. Have posture. And posture, what I mean is posture and being interested in the other person, that type of posture. People can smell desperation. When you come off with that, hey, this is my business, here's my card, buy from me, they can smell that. And even if you don't come out with those words, excuse me, you know, they don't want what you want because they don't want what you have because they don't have that know you, like you, trust you in effect yet. See, I want what they have because they don't care. I'm not interested. That's what you want to create. You want that person to want what you have out of curiosity because you don't care whether they're interested in what you have. That creates a curiosity, though. When you're not trying to sell them, that piques curiosity. People are going to actually want what you have more because you don't try to sell them. I want you to picture the scenario because I know we've all seen it. We've run across it. We might have actually done it. I know I have done it in the past before I learned this stuff a long time ago. So think about this. You walk into a networking event, and you walk up to the first person you see. You shake their hand, ask their name, tell them your name, shove a card in their hand, and tell them, you know, this is what I do, and maybe give them a chance to tell what they do. And it's very awkward. It's a desperation thing, and you see it happen all the time. And you know what people do with the cards that you give them? They may collect them in their back pocket, and if they make it home, they go in the trash can most of the time. Because, first of all, the approach and the relationship weren't correct, and secondly, they really don't want what you want because that relationship wasn't built, so your card goes in the garbage. See, it's not speed prospecting. I know there's speed dating, and sometimes that works out, and people get married. But speed prospecting doesn't work. You have to find two or three good contacts. So when you go to an event, don't try to see how many people you can talk to and how many cards you can collect. Okay? That's not what you're there for. You're there to build a solid foundation in a relationship, in a mutually beneficial long-term relationship. It's not about that moment while you're at the event. Okay? It's building two or three good contacts. Find out what you can do for them. Build rapport. You know, you want to get them to fall in love with you. You want to court them like a long-term relationship. It's a courting process, and that's how I want you to approach that. So now, if you're going to go to a networking event, I know it's scary for some people. It's scary because you think you're going there to sell. So when you change your perception of why you're there and what you want to do, it's going to make it easier for you to do that. So once you change your perception and you go to these things, it becomes much easier because you know you're not there to sell what you're doing. So when you walk into, when you walk into a networking event, I want you to do this. I want you to find the center of influence. Now, how do you do that? Finding a center of influence is easy. You walk into a room and you scope out the room first. You get the lay of the land. You look and see where the hors d'oeuvres are. You see where the restrooms are. You watch the group of people and how they're mingling and talking. And you find that group and you see in each group that you see, because you'll see clumps of two or three or five or six people, and you watch the main person in that group and who people look to when there's a discussion, and they look for the answer or the input from this person consistently. And when that happens, you know who the sphere of influence is. Now, you can butt into those sphere of influence conversations, but it can be awkward. There are ways to do it, but it's touchy. What I recommend is when you're spotted your sphere of influence person, wait for them to leave the group because they're going to eventually. They're going to get thirsty. They're going to get hungry. They may want to go have a cigarette. They might need to go to the restroom. So they're going to leave that circle eventually, and there's your opportunity to connect with them. And all you have to do is just say hi and smile. It's that simple. Hi, how you doing? And smile and look them in the eye. That is so important. Look, these are little things that are hugely important. And if you're not doing them, this could be the key of why your networking isn't effective. These little things make huge impacts on your networking. Smile. Look somebody in the eye. And if they don't respond to you positively, who knows? They might have just had a bad conversation they just left. They have something on their mind, or they're not a nice person. It's okay. If you are meant to do business, you'll eventually connect in the future, okay? So don't be intimidated or pissed off because they didn't immediately connect or respond the way you expected them to. But just say hi. 99% of the time, the person is going to look you back in the eye, smile, and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. What do you do? Okay? So just say hello. Be interested when you're talking to people. Be interested, not interesting. Nobody gives a hoot about you. Be interested. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. There's twice as many ears as there's a mouth. Listen to people. That's all you have to do is listen. Now, if you just joined us, I want to welcome you to the Change the World Virtual Summit. You're now listening to Scott Venezia and Schmoozing in the New Millennium. So when you're talking to people, listen. Listen to what they say. And you can use this form, F-O-R-M, family, occupation, recreation, and material. Find out and question and ask about them, about their family. How many kids do they have? Where are they from? How long have they lived there? Their occupation, their job, their business. What do they do? What do they do for recreation? Are they a Toastmaster member? Do they go bowling? Are they in the Rotary Club? Do they like camping with the family? And then M, some people say for money, but what motivates people for money, for M, but it's about being about the other person in that interaction. Ask questions. Be positive. Ask positive questions. Open-ended questions. Open-ended questions that don't just get a yes or a no. How did you get into the field that you're in right now? What do you like best about what you do? What gives you the most satisfaction? What separates you from the competition in their field? Let me tell you, when you ask people those kind of questions, they actually have to think and formulate answers, and you're going to stand out because most people don't ask probing questions like that. How about this one? This is a great one. They get the head cock and the puzzled dog look. Because people are like, wow. If you had the chance to change what you do for your job or business right now, they had a chance to change it, what would they do instead? They probably never even thought about that themselves. That's an amazing question. Here's the best one of all that's going to separate you from everybody that they come into contact with at this networking event. How can I best serve you to help you grow your business? So what's your ideal client look like, John? Wow, what a powerful statement. Let me tell you, when is the last time somebody asked you that at a networking event? How can I best serve you to help you grow your business? And what does your ideal client look like so I know? That's powerful, hugely powerful. It's about being about the other person and serving them. It's building that mutually beneficial win-win relationship, as Bob Berg used to say. It's incredible. And when you can do that and you can give, the receiving automatically comes to you. So what happens in the conversation when they ask, well, what do you do? Well, that's going to happen because, you know, it's about keeping the conversation about them, but they're inevitably going to ask what you do. And now here's the please. Avoid the temptation. Do not sell at this point when they ask what you do. I want you to tell them in an elevator pitch style what you do and throw the conversation back at them. Talk about them. I'm telling you, what people love when people are interested in them, and they will like you more. They will come away from that conversation just loving and adoring you, even though they hardly know anything about you. Trust me on this. Trust me. So when I say elevator pitch, as some of you might not be familiar with, that is a short, concise, to the point sales proposition, the USP, or unique selling proposition of what you do and what you offer to people, and then throw that back to them. So mine would be something like, I help small business owners and salespeople turn their everyday contacts into sales and create a never-ending stream of clients who are happy to spend money and refer them business. Boom. That tells them exactly what you do, and then I throw the conversation back to them. Make it about them. That's hugely powerful, okay? And what do you do after that conversation maybe stalls out? That happens occasionally, or it's going nowhere, or the person gets distracted somewhere, you just do what I call wash, rinse, and repeat, okay? Wash, rinse, and repeat. You just do the same thing you just did. Find another center of influence. Do the same thing with that person. Build rapport. Smile. Look them in the eyes. Be interested in them. Listen to what they say. Now, here's the key. That's easy. It really is once you do it because it's just being naturally friendly. And look, I'm a nosy person by nature, so it's really easy for me. I love to find out about people. You would be amazed what I can get out of a person in the first 2 or 3 minutes talking to them. It's absolutely incredible. I amaze my wife sometimes because she's like, why do people tell you this stuff? It's because I ask. I talk and I'm interested in them. It's plain and simple. That's it. So here's the key, though. If you want to shine when you're done with these events, when you're done, when you leave, or after each interaction, I want you to write down what you learned from these people, their kids' names, how many kids they have, their hobbies, their business, how to refer an optimal client to them. Anything in the conversation that you heard, write it down because I guarantee you, you will forget. Write it on the back of the business card if there's an ability to do that, if there's space. If they have their picture on the back of it, you obviously can't. So keep a little notepad with you in your pocket. This is important. Write this stuff down. Now, when you get home, I don't just want you to send an email. Everybody does that now. That is so 2015, okay? Everybody has access to email. That's easy. What's going to make you stand out is to send a thank you card to them. I want you to go to the stationery store, go to the grocery store, go to the drugstore, whatever it is, and get yourself some blank thank you cards and envelopes. Get some stamps. I don't know if you all remember those little things you lick and affix to an envelope and put it in the boxes, and they actually send them to people, okay? I want you to get a thank you card. And in there, you know, I appreciate your time. Our conversation was interesting. It was great to learn about this or that or whatever pertaining to the conversation that you remembered about them. They will key in that you remembered something important about them. Put that in the thank you. Looking forward to staying in contact. Now, here's the key. If somehow you run across something that could benefit them in the meantime throughout your discussion that you learned from them, whether it's a referral for the type of business that they have or an article about something that they're interested in or that their kids are interested in, put that in there. Oh, my gosh, goldmine. This is what people, they want to know that you care and are thinking about them. When you put that in there and send that out, snail mail, good old-fashioned snail mail, United States Post Office, to them, and they receive that and open it up, you are their new best friend. You are going to stick out as, oh, my gosh, I want to do business with this person. Even if they currently, if they do business with the type of service that you provide with somebody else, that's okay because you want to be second place to as many people as you can because you know what? Eventually, they're going to get sick and tired of who they're doing business with. The customer service issue is going to happen. They're going to want to leave. That person is going to go out of business. They can't do business with them any longer. The more people that you put yourself in second place to for line of business, the better off you are long term. Remember, this is about building relationships long term. And when you go back to, I forgot about this, is important, little psychological thing, when you fill out these thank you notes, do it in blue ink, not red, not green, not black, in blue ink. Psychologically, it's proven that that is a rapport builder and it has a certain psychological effect. Blue ink when you fill out these thank you cards. That's hugely important, okay? So I want you to make yourself the logical second choice. And the more people you can do that, the more people you can build relationships with, the more people capital you can build long term, you're going to be more successful. So remember, it's not about now in the interaction that you're having now. It's what happens later on. So be interested in people. Don't sell. Look them in the eyes. Smile. Learn about them. Listen. Listen with your ears and don't talk. Make the conversation about them and follow up with them and send them a thank you, a written thank you in blue ink with a stamp, the old-fashioned snail mail way. So everybody, I am so excited to present this information to you. It was great sharing. And I would like you to go to my website, scottvenezia.com. That's S-C-O-T-T, V as in Victor, E-N-E, Z like zebra, I-A.com. I couldn't be Smith. It would be much easier. scottvenezia.com. And at the top, I want you to select the tab that says free download tab, and at the top of the page, and click that. And on that page, I want you to click the banner on that page. And what you're going to do is you're going to get a series of 12 emails from me. It's called Get Social, helping you understand social networking and how you can use that to build your business professionally long term. And there's a surprise that towards the end of the series, I give you an opportunity to actually take an in-depth class on how to use social media to build your business. So it's been a great pleasure. My name is Scott Venezia, and thank you very much.